We end our news stories with how UEA scientists are making chatbots trustworthy. And the UEA approves plans for a £65 million teaching building. But first, a thief is forced to pay back £194,000 to his boss. A finance officer who stole £1 million from his employer to fund an extraordinary gambling spree will have to sell his house after being ordered to pay back almost £200,000 in compensation. Stephen Girling of Folgate Close Cossey siphoned off £1,031,750 from the sport education firm Premier Education Group and blew half the money on online gambling, on one night alone losing £18,000. A Norwich Crown Court hearing heard that he had £194,000 in available assets to pay back to the company. But more than £150,000 of that will not be seen until he has sold his house. The 36-year-old is serving 4 years in Norwich Prison for the offence.
A man has been caught carrying drugs and a blade more than half a foot long in Norwich. Police seized the drugs and knife near Lawson Road. A man was arrested and taken into police custody for being concerned in the supply of drugs and for possessing an offensive weapon.
The Norwich Games Festival is at the Forum, celebrating video games, classic retro games, coding and new game technology. Daniel Scales, producer of Norwich Games Festival, said, "There has been a really good response to the range of things we have going on. We are being visited by over 20 developers bringing unique games that aren't out yet so you can give them a go. People have been really engaging with all the different content we have, whether it is playing retro games or workshops."
The University of East Anglia has approved plans for a new £65 million teaching building that will pave the way for refurbishment of one of its most eye-catching and important features. Development of the Sky House will allow students and staff to move out of the 460-metre-long Lansdowne Wall teaching block, which was opened in 1970 but needs an overhaul. The new teaching facility, which will be located at the end of the Lansdowne Wall, across from the registry, will act as a main reception point for the UEA campus. It will home the Arts and Humanities section, along with Social Science schools from 2022. UEA Vice Chancellor Professor David Richardson said to quote, "The Sky House will be the new gateway to UEA for visitors and provide collaborative and communal working spaces for our staff and students." The development of the Sky House is the key to unlocking Lansdowne's Wall major refurbishment. The wall is listed by Historic England for its special architecture and historic interest, but is at the end of its design life. The wall was created by the architect Dennis Lansdowne and Bernard Feldane. It is a single 460-metre block with a library and an arena-shaped social space. The new teaching building will include general purpose teaching and seminar spaces, flexible informal learning spaces, drama studios and cafe facilities. In order to start work on Sky House, significant changes will have to be made to UEA's campus, including changing car park entrances and relocating footpaths and bus stops.
It's a time when professional footballers jet off for their holidays after an arduous season. But former Norwich City footballer Nathan Redmond was not heading for beach bars or sun loungers after his last match. Less than 24 hours after the end of the season, the ex-Canary flew to Accra, the capital city of Ghana, for 3 days as an ambassador for international children's charity Right to Play. The poverty the Southampton winger saw was a far cry from the privilege of the Premier League. "I visited a village and there were young girls reading poems about their empowerment and how they were being treated by their families," Redmond told the Press Association Sport. Right to Play operates in 2,600 schools around the world, while also working in 52 refugee camps in Ethiopia, Jordan, Lebanon, the Palestinian territories, Thailand and Uganda. The charity uses sport to educate, protect and empower 1.9 million underprivileged children every week. Redmond, 25, who made 121 appearances for Norwich City before his £10 million South East Coast switch, visited three schools during his visit. He said, "You see how happy and humble the kids are, despite not having more than one school uniform to wear for a year." He said, "My family and I make a donation every month regardless, but a goal is £1,000 and an assist is £500. It shows I'm part of the organisation and the Right to Play family. We're here to spread awareness, educate, empower and give them hope."
From banking and insurance to shopping and dating, chatbots are becoming increasingly ingrained in our ever more digital society. But organisations using these human-like computer programmes are coming up against a serious barrier. Talking to a robot does not inspire the same trust as talking to a person, meaning users are reluctant to disclose sensitive information to them. Now, a team of researchers at the University of East Anglia, the UEA, are launching a project to make chatbots more trustworthy, examining how their personality and even appearance can affect how users perceive them. Lead researcher Dr. Oliver Buckley from UEA's School of Computing Science said businesses and governments were increasingly turning to chatbots to feed user demand for fast, reliable and accurate information. To quote, "Chatbots are all around us, particularly in customer support roles. They're speaking to us on the phone, emailing us and responding to text messages with answers to queries and even providing advice and guidance," he said. "They are very convincing, but a big problem is that people don't trust them with sensitive or private information. For example, what to do about their health or banking. We want to know how chatbots can become even more personable to encourage people to disclose sensitive or confidential information." The Proceed, a platform for responsive chatbot to enhance engagement and disclosure project, will involve researchers from the UEA's School of Computing Sciences and School of Psychology, the University of Kent, Oxford Brookes and Cranfield University, looking at three key sectors for chatbot use and sensitive information sharing: healthcare, defence and security and technology. The team will investigate the implicit trust a user has with the chatbot and how the context in which information is provided can play a role in its perceived sensitivity.
She has taken inspiration from Great Uncle Bulgaria, Tobermory, Tomsk and the rest of the gang of environmentally friendly furry TV stars who cleaned up Wimbledon Common. And Norwich's very own Super Womble, Stephanie Israel, is hoping that her one-woman mission to collect litter on her daily walk to work will encourage others to brighten up the fine city. Mrs. Israel, an administrative officer at Baltic House, has picked up as many as 400 items of litter each day. She said, "I wanted to see things look tidier, basically. Simple as that. If people come to this city, it doesn't give them a good impression when there's junk food wrappers, beer cans and cigarette ends everywhere. So I thought I could do my little bit in picking some of that up and making a difference." And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you're finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week, keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Jane Evans on part one, Sarah Lusher edited the paper, and Brian Kerridge was the sound recordist. So, that's all from us here at Chatterbox, and so from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.
And from me, Ree Chakraborty, goodbye.